Chapter The Tales of Twilight Sparkle. Rarity was digging through a giant box of discarded clothes in the back of the carousel boutique. It was only down the block from the sweet shop, and she'd insisted she had to show them all something. It had to do with her brilliant plan to help Twilight get voted as princess, but she wasn't revealing anything yet. Applejack stood with her arms crossed, an eyebrow raised. "You sure this is going to get folks to see Twilight different? Different from the video Sunset Shimmer put online?" She tapped her cowboy boot on the linoleum floor impatiently. This was no time for a fashion show. The dance was tomorrow night. "Aha!" Rarity exclaimed. She yanked a pair of blue and gold plastic triangles connected by a string out of the box. Next, she pulled out a blue and gold wig. Apparently, Rarity was oddly obsessed with wigs in this realm. She fastened the triangles on her head and attached the wig to the back of her skirt, admiring herself in the mirror of the nearby dressing room.
"I thought we could wear these as a sign of unity."
"Oh my goodness," Fluttershy brightened. "The pony ears and tails we used to wear to show school spirit."
Applejack, Rainbow Dash and Pinkie Pie dug through the box and found their own sets of matching ears and tails. Applejack did a twirl.
"Wee! They sure were mighty popular freshman year."
"Go, Wonder Girls!"
Pinkie Pie yelled as she leapt across the room in full pink pony wear. She even had some glittery pom-poms and a flag that said CHS on it, though no one saw where she got them from.
"I forgot how so totally fun these were! Do I look like a Wonder Cult? Do I?
Rarity turned back to the group, hopeful.
"The five of us are obviously very different, but deep down we're all Canterlot Wonder Cults. Sunset Shimmer is the one who divided us. Twilight Sparkle is the one who united us, and we're going to let everybody know it."
Rarity handed Twilight a blue and gold ponytail.
"So, what do you think?"
Twilight smirked at her new friends. They all looked so much like her pony friends now. They were almost like equestria girls.
"I think it's a great plan, Rarity."
The next day, at lunch, the girls were ready to take the Canterlot student body by storm. Armed with tons of extra ears and tails, they stepped into the busy cafeteria and got straight to business. The equestria girls nodded to one another. Applejack skipped up to a pair of eco kids.
"Vote Twilight Sparkle, y'all!"
She handed them some ears and tails.
"She's here to unite us, not divide us."
The girls hesitantly took them and put them on. As soon as they did, they couldn't help but giggle at each other. Across the room, Fluttershy passed three sets to Apple Bloom, Scootaloo and Sweetie Belle. Since they were freshmen, they'd never worn any before.
"What are these?"
Scootaloo chirped with glee.
"My sister used to wear them back when she was our age. They rock,"
added Apple Bloom. She pointed at Rarity, who was passing some to a pair of fashionistas.
"And look, your sister's wearing them too, Sweetie Belle."
Sweetie Belle grabbed a set.
"Go, Twilight Sparkle."
Over at the athletes' table, the football team was taking a little extra convincing. Rainbow Dash walked back and forth like a drill sergeant, sizing them up.
"Come on, guys. Twilight's the one who has the real school spirit."
She tossed each of the burly players their own set of ears and tail. As soon as the quarterback, Chancelot, put his on, the rest of the boys followed suit.
"Looking good."
Even though she still didn't know many of the students, Twilight walked around handing out the Wonder Cult's ponywear. At every turn, she was greeted with warm smiles and welcoming pats on the back. It seemed like everyone was getting a little excited for someone to finally stand up to Sunset Shimmer. Or they were just curious about the brave new girl who was going to do it.
"Vote for me, Twilight," she said, approaching a few interested drama kids.
Suddenly, Twilight felt a tap on her shoulder.
"Oh, hi, Flash,"
she said, trying to sound casual. He was wearing a set of white ears and a blue tail to match his real hair. It looked a little silly, stuck to his jeans, but in a good way. Now that she looked at him more closely, he sort of reminded her of some pony. Sunset Shimmer burst through the doors in a rage. "Looks great," Twilight replied, and dashed away before Sunset could see her talking to him. "This is ridiculous," Sunset Shimmer flipped her fiery hair and took in the scene. Everybody in the whole cafeteria was now wearing ears and tails, and they were all enjoying themselves. And the name on their lips? Twilight Sparkle. But if Sunset Shimmer had anything to say about it, Twilight's party would soon be over and Sunset's coronation would begin. This was just a little hiccup in the plan.